Moving on, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon talking about the prices at Disney World, where it is remarkable how expensive it is. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to a friend of mine about
$5 water.
It is unbelievable how ridiculous. I hear people, I've been to Disney World 20 times. I'm like, how?
There's a 180-day wait list for reservations in a restaurant.
You're totally at their mercy with everything.
180 days you have to call in advance for like 3 or 4 different restaurants at Disney.
Do you have any idea how long I would have to save to go to Disney? Well, I know, because we're going this year. It's been a long time. Bottom line is, it is unbelievably expensive. And I feel terrible, because we talk about it all the time with sporting events. How is a father supposed to take his family of 4 to a ball game these days?
Take them to the movies.
How in the hell are you going to go to Disney? That's my question.
How are you going to sit courtside at the first game of the NBA Finals?
Exactly. I can't do both.
What month are you going?
We're not going to Disney, ever.
What month are you going?
This month here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be too bad. I was just thinking, because usually the summertime, the heat.
In fact, I may leave right now.
I'll take over.
Or maybe I can't afford it, according to Jimmy Fallon.
Disney World. You guys like Disney World? Well, it's raising the price of its tickets, which means that a family of 4 will now pay almost $400 to visit the park for one day. Which explains that new vacation plan, buying an adult Mickey Mouse costume and taking your kids to Six Flags. Close enough. $150 for the costume. The family has to pay $400 to go to Disney World for one day. Parents would be like, all right, kids, mom and dad are going to Fantasyland. You guys stay here in Motel Land. $400, but it's all worth it to spend a day in the hot Florida sun waiting for your kid to throw up in the teacups. You do want to see that. Every parent lives through it.
I've told this story before. The last time I took my oldest to Disney was several years ago, and we've been saving ever since for the next trip. We did the whole deal. We did this park. We did that park. We did the Animal Kingdom. We did the big park. We did the Hollywood. We did the whole schmear. Spent a boatload of money that I don't even have. I'm still paying the credit cards off.
How much of it did you spend at Epcot, though?
Very little.
Going around the world?
I've done that.
We rode a couple of rides there.
That's the boring part.
Anyway, so we spent like 5 days. He whined about how hot it was. He didn't like waiting in the lines. Blah, 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 blah. And I came back and I talked to somebody. They said, well, did he ask to go? And we're like, no. And they're like, well, why did you take him? And I'm like, well, because I thought that's what you're supposed to do. So anyway, we go through there. It's really not a great experience, to be honest with you. It was very hot, and he was very whiny, and the lines were long. It's a typical Disney adventure. And so we're on the plane on the way back, and I'm thinking, man, I just spent most of your college fund on this trip, and we're having that tender father-son moment, and I lean over to him, and I say, son, that was such a great trip with you. I lied. And I say, what was your favorite part? And he looks up at me with those sweet little blue eyes and says, Outback Steakhouse. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be a parent.
A man of simple taste.
Suggest it for everyone. So now I am going to dress up in a goofy costume, and we will go down to Outback, and he will get his wish. Save a whole bunch of money. Packer Greg, hey, buddy.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, man?
I was going to teach you, man. I was going to say, if you keep spending money on your kids, you're never going to be able to go to Lambeau with me.
That's a good point. I was kind of hoping you'd kick in for the ticket.
Yeah. Well, one of these times, maybe we can figure something out.
I'm saving up for the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
boy, I'm telling you. Lambeau's a lot cheaper than that, Justin.
That's true, it is.
Yeah, and my buddy went to the Super Bowl when the Packers played in Dallas. He got, you know how they put you in that lottery thing, and that's still, that's still expensive, just the taking the trip itself and everything surrounding that. Wow. So, but anyway, yeah, so I'm going to 4 games this year as it stands right now. So.
You're going to 4?
Yeah.
Which 4?
Oh, boy, I knew you'd ask that. Let's see, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore.
It's okay. Don't stress.
Dude,
it's fine.
I can't remember the rest.
Well, let me know. call me when you go.
I will.
All right.
Easy.
All right. Well, I know like me, Packer Greg is probably rooting for this to come to pass. Former number one overall pick Jamarcus Russell will be among a quartet of free agent quarterbacks who will work out this Friday for the Chicago Bears. Please, God, let this happen. Please let Jamarcus Russell be the starting quarterback for the NFL. I don't ask you for much, not even front row seats to the NBA Finals. Please let Jamarcus Russell don a Bears uniform as the starting quarterback this coming season.
Why
let it happen.
Why do you care
let it
that
happen.
Much?
That's 2 wins for the Packers, baby. How do you do? Thank you very much. And a huge step in the right direction to winning the division. We've got to take a timeout. When we come back, don't forget about the movie. And we have news from the world of college baseball, thanks to our super intern, Tyler. Still trying to figure out exactly what Matt's going to bring to the table. Don't worry, bro. There's a long time left.
I got this under control.
It's a long season. JT. Hey, buddy.
Hey, lady. Sorry.
No worries.
I'm not offended. Good. Don't worry about it.
You got Disney advice for us? The advice is not to go?
For Justin, there's one very simple piece of advice before you go to Disneyland.
What is that?
Don't forget to rent a handicapped person and get to the front of the line.
That's Christina's.
Maybe Christina can come. Yeah. Be good.
You laugh, but there are places that you can rent a handicapped person to get to the front of the line.
You can rent one?
Yeah.
That's so
sounds
wrong.
Offensive, but I guess if you're taking somebody who's then in turn having a great time.
There was a story about some wealthy people doing that here recently.
Well, that rules me out, doesn't it?
There you go. Have fun, guys.
All right, thanks. Well, that's awkward. I don't know how I feel about that.
No, that's wrong.
You know, they don't sell alcohol at the Magic Kingdom.
What?
They don't sell alcohol at all.
That's why I
Disney?
Say Six Flags.
No, only at Epcot.
Only at Epcot.
No. Really?
Not even Hollywood.
Not even in the restaurants?
Well, maybe
no, not at Magic Kingdom.
Wow, you suckers.
Really? Yeah.
That's why I've had a flask implanted in my leg.
Duh. Flasks all over that place.
Whiskey for everyone. I guarantee you, if you could sneak in whiskey, you could sell shots to frustrated parents. You would be rich person.
Just rich. You could pay for the whole trip.
Yeah, you could pay for two or three trips to Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
You kidding me? Got some Maker's Mark over here. It's the Rick Pitino kind. Did you see that? His bottle's coming out. They did a Maker's Mark for Rick Pitino. You're going to get some. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't drink whiskey, but go ahead.
Whatever. Have you seen it? It's a beautiful bottle, actually. The commemorative Maker's Mark bottle featuring Rick Pitino. Oh, and it's benefiting the for those of you who don't like the fact that the lottery benefits scholarships here in Arkansas, the people in Louisville are going to really flip out about this, or I guess all of Kentucky. U of L's Academic Center of Excellence is being funded by Rick Pitino booze, courtesy of Maker's Mark. True story.
Why is that bad?
It's not, but some people flip out about it. Very conservative people don't like that kind of thing. They didn't like the fact that, the lottery.
Not from
oh,
here,
I see how it is. We're going to do this lottery, and I hate lotteries. But you're going to try to tell me it's for scholarships, so it's okay. Wrong.
They sin like crazy up in Canada.
I'm
so it's
all
no problem
about it. Yep,
there.
No, we're big drinkers. We cuss, we drink, we do it all.
They have their own whiskey.
Yeah.
Which apparently Christina still doesn't drink.
Canadian Club.